Sky Broadcasting presents Monster in Law, starring Jennifer Lopez as Charlie, Jane Fonda as Viola Fields, Michael Vartan as Kevin, and directed by Robert Luketic. Voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. The sun throws its first beams of light over the mountains of a coastal city. Palm trees line the yellow sandy beach. Speedboats and jet skis create feathery white plumes in the otherwise blue sea. You thought you hadn't found a good girl, one to love you and give you the world. Now you find that you've been misused. Talk to me, I'll do what you choose. I want you to rollerbladers skate around the weaving paths through the beach area. The shopping streets in front of the sea are bustling with people. Through the window of a beautiful Mexican-style villa, a woman moves around her apartment, collecting her drink and taking it to a drawing desk.
I was out of everything.
Why do I even bother? You know, Remy, I gave you that key for emergencies. Extreme emergencies.
It was. I needed caffeine. This is good. I'd even wear it.
Good, but I gotta go. I'm late for my first client. But you stay. Have breakfast. Take a shower. Go through my drawers.
Charlie springs down her steps and, placing a kiss on the framed photo of what appeared to be her parents, she breezes out of the front door. Later, she arrives at the house of an elegant middle-aged woman.
Good
morning. Are the boys ready?
Dragon!
Solar! Hey! They're okay. Come on! See you later!
Charlie skips down the vast lawn of the house, being tugged along by two Doberman dogs. Later, she has collected five more dogs and she walks them all along the beach.
Mance is in the air today. No one can resist your obvious charms.
One of the dogs is humping another.
Well, Otis, your horoscope seems accurate. Stop it. Let's read mine. Okay. Do not leave your house today. Too late. And stop looking so hard. Love is right in front of you. Hey, what's wrong?
Charlie does a double take as she spots a man jogging along the beach in front of her. He has no top on and a fit physique. He jogs past bikini-clad women, and then suddenly noticing Charlie, he looks directly at her and smiles. She smiles and nods back at him. Then glancing around her, she looks back at the man. Later, a man in a coffee shop talks to a shop assistant.
I ordered a non-fat latte. I can taste the fat.
I'd be happy to change it for you,
Charlie. Can't you even make a freaking cup of coffee?
I can taste the fat. I'd be more than happy to give you
that. How hard is it to make a freaking cup of coffee?
I can make another one for you if you'd like. I'd be happy to exchange it for you, sir.
It's okay. You've done enough.
I'm sorry.
Charlie picks up a $20 bill the man dropped and puts it in the woman's tip jar.
Arma. Have a good one. Thanks, girl.
Oh, sorry.
Charlie bumps into the jogging man and they catch each other's eye in recognition.
Hi.
Hi.
Charlie leaves the shop and the man goes to speak, but she's gone.
I don't know how to read tarot cards. Why am I in the
car? Come on, just try.
Okay, this crazy old lady keeps coming up. It's a knight in shining armor. I don't know.
That's mine. Huh? I saw this guy twice today. That guy. Two times in one day. That's got to be a sign, right?
A sign.
Yeah. Okay, what do you say when you talk to him?
I didn't talk to him.
Wow, are you sure he saw you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Okay, honey, we're worried about you because you're turning into a little bit of a freak.
Yeah, we think it's from not having sex.
Exactly.
Look, just because I haven't been in a relationship in a while doesn't mean I'm miserable. Like, I just want a sweet guy, you know? A guy who's strong but still, you know, opens a door once in a while and who notices things and, you know, maybe makes a difference.
Maybe he completes you.
No.
The male friend signs to the female friend, "You complete me." Later, Charlie is in a temping job.
Dr. Patel's office. Hi, Mrs. Reynolds.
I still have stitches to do.
Yeah, can you please hold?
I'll see you at home.
You know what? You go ahead. I can do that for you.
Oh, thank you, Julie. You're in time.
No problem. Hey, George.
How you doing, Charlie?
Good. What do you got there?
The doctor asked me to bring it from home.
Charlie sniffs the bag and recoils.
Oh, okay. All right. Doctor will be right with you.
Charlie puts some cream on her hands. Later, in a trendy bar, waiters serve guests with nibbles and drinks. Charlie arrives in the kitchen with Remy, her neighbour.
Well, you know, I love that I'm now comfortable enough with my sexuality to wear something like this, you know?
Just
like, hey, what's up?
Take off the apron now.
Sorry.
Where do we start?
Okay, hand out these shrimp balls.
Look, there's gotta be a better name for those.
I don't think that's that bad of a
name. What's wrong with the name?
Charlie, entering the main room, suddenly spots the gorgeous jogger. She scurries back into the kitchen.
Oh my God, it's him!
Oh, who? Who?
The guy I ran into. He's here.
Where?
What? That is 3 times in 2 days. What are the chances?
Like none.
This is his party. He just moved back from San Francisco.
Really?
Well, you're right. He is hot.
Charlie, unnoticed by the attractive, successful party guests, snakes her way through the crowds towards Dr. Fields. He is engaged in conversation with a group of men and women. He doesn't notice her. She tidies up around her, holding a tray of prawn balls, stealing furtive glances at the doctor.
Kevin performs CPR on the guy, saves his life again. God, disgusting, isn't he?
No, you are amazing. Yeah.
Charlie has been caught listening and agreeing with their conversation.
Excuse me?
Wait. What do we have there?
Oh, balls. Shrimp balls. Shrimp in...
Oh. I'm sorry, but we're not really into fish genitalia. Is she really listening to our conversation?
Excuse me.
Kevin stops Charlie as she walks away.
Wait a second. So I know 2 things about you. You work in catering, and you have a lot of dogs.
Oh, that? No. I'm a dog walker. I'm not some crazy dog lady with 12,000 dogs.
Well, that's why.
I'm sorry about before. I didn't mean to be eavesdropping.
Well, you're right. You shouldn't have. You should have stayed and talked to me.
Well, your girlfriend seemed pretty offended.
Oh, no. That's not my girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. What?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm Charlie. Charlotte, but Charlie.
Well, I'm Kevin. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Uh-oh.
What?
What does uh-oh mean?
It looks like someone else is mowing your lawn, Fiona.
Later, still at the party, Charlie peers through a curtain looking for Kevin. Fiona spots her.
Excuse me.
And makes her way over to Charlie.
My shoes are killing me, which means they must look fabulous. Can I get you anything?
One of him on a platter. Such a waste.
What's a waste? Oh, you didn't know? Kevin's gay. What?
Yeah, that's Kit, the groom. Or maybe he's the bride. I can't remember which one's the top or which one's the bottom. Yeah, they're getting married next Christmas in Maui.
I didn't get that vibe.
Trust me.
Fiona thrusts her champagne glass at Charlie.
Thanks.
Charlie watches as Kevin puts an arm around his mate. The next day, Charlie stands on the pier reading a magazine with the dogs. Then she walks along the beach with them. Her eyes follow a jogger. They all get splashed by the waves as they break on the sand. Later, Charlie comes into her bedroom and drops her bag down. Her neighbour comes in and flops onto the bed.
Oh, thank God. I'm exhausted.
What'd you do today?
Post office.
Hi, Charlie. This is Kevin Fields. I don't know if you remember me from the party the other night, but I was just calling to see if maybe you wanted to walk my dog.
What? No. Oh, hang up the phone.
No. Actually, no. You can't because I don't have a dog. So maybe you could walk me. All right, I'm gonna go now. Just call me at 555-0118 and ask for Dr. Fields. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Oh man, that was horrible. Yeah, I wanted to hold your breath for a callback on that.
Yeah. Well, she'll call me back if she wants to walk an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree with you.
Charlie looks bewildered. Flopping back on her bed, her neighbor does the same, his head next to hers.
So, takeout or raid your fridge?
Here we go. Take it easy, Lily.
Charlie on the beach again with the dogs does not see Kevin approach her from behind with two cups of coffee.
Hi. You never call me back, so I figured I'd bring the coffee to you.
Thanks. Look, I think you're a really nice guy and everything, but I don't know why you called me. I'm a woman.
Yeah, I love that fact.
Have you ever been with a woman?
Excuse me?
I mean, have you only ever been with men?
Man, what are you talking about? Whoa, wait a minute. I'm not gay.
You're not?
No. I like women. Lots of... No, not lots of women, but you know what I mean. I do. Why did you think I was gay?
Awkward. Okay, I gotta go now.
Wait. Okay, I'll prove to you that I'm not gay. Okay, let me take you out on Friday night. We'll watch the playoffs. I'll order pizza. I'll completely ignore you.
Give me one good reason.
Because I'm different.
Really? Okay, what color are my eyes?
Well, at first glance, your eyes are brown. But when the light hits them, they change to amber. And if you look really closely around the iris, the color is pure honey. But when you look into the sun, they almost look green. That's my favorite. How'd I do?
I would have settled for brown. Okay. I'm sorry he bit you. I mean, they all have their shots. It should be fine.
Seriously, don't worry about it. I barely broke the skin. Did you just move in or something?
No, I've been here a year and a half.
Oh, nice place.
I should have some hydrogen peroxide around here somewhere.
What is all this stuff?
Oh, I'm a yoga instructor.
Yes?
And a little league coach. And a dog walker. And a caterer. I told you, I'm a temp.
That is not true. She is an incredibly talented artist.
Remy.
I mean, look at her sketchbook.
Remy.
She hides it right under there.
Remy. What?
Charlie mouths to Remy that Kevin is not gay. Kevin suddenly notices them gesturing and whispering to each other.
Are you all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Found it.
So you're an artist too?
I like to dabble in a lot of different things. I mean, life's too short to live the same day twice, right?
That's good philosophy to live by.
Yeah, my dad always used to say that. Come on.
Used to?
Oh yeah, my parents died when I was little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was a really long time ago. Ready?
Yeah. I mean, it's a little embarrassing. You know, I'm the doctor. I'm the one who's supposed to look at the...
Ow! Ow!
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I never get to do that.
Okay, because the cut is like 3 inches higher.
Sorry.
Do you need my phone?
Oh, no, thanks. It's just my mom. It's only her second page of the day. She's just getting started.
Well, you're all set.
Thank you. So, do you think we could do this again sometime? Maybe without the biting?
Yeah, that would be nice.
We heard from Kevin yet?
Not yet, Paige.
Which page are we again?
Morning, Stan.
Morning.
You're in a good mood.
Hey, the last time the network executives came to my dressing room, I got my own show and a big fat raise.
Yeah, and I had to start kissing
Viola Fields. Oh, my God. It is such an honor to meet you.
Thank you, darling.
Would you mind just signing this autograph for my grandmother?
I'd love to. You know what else I'd love? I'd love you to get me a latte. Do you mind?
Okay.
Thanks, hon. Hi, guys. How are you?
That woman is a legend.
Shouldn't you be getting a latte?
I just can't believe they picked me to replace her.
The attractive young blonde woman tiptoes off.
Oh, shit. I've been replaced?
I'm so sorry, Viola.
I'm fine.
I mean, you've had an amazing career, Viola. It's just that we're trying to appeal to a younger demographic.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
We're on in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Will you get her to come, please?
Okay, she'll be ready. I'm ready.
Viola watches an attractive young pop singer going through a sexy song and dance routine. She dabs at her eyes, which are filled with tears. She composes herself as her assistant approaches.
You okay?
I'm great. Hey, I've had a great run. I've done exclusives with Kissinger, the Dalai Lama, Muhammad Ali, 4 sitting presidents, 3 of whom hit on me, 5 Emmys. Oh, now I'm being replaced by a young thing whose grandmother loves me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to finish out my contract and I'm going to leave the show with my dignity intact.
Okay, coming back from commercial. Stand
3,
by.
Cue announced.
Today on Public Intimacy, pop singing sensation Tanya Murphy. And now we're live with Viola Fields.
4, 3, 2.
Well, that was very nice.
My goodness, you have a big voice for such a tiny girl.
You're going to miss Viola Fields.
Have you always been a singer?
Ever since I was a child. I would sing in school plays, choirs.
How old are you?
I'll be 17 next month.
What do you do for fun?
I love watching really old movies. They're my favorite.
Really? Really? Which ones?
Well, Grease and Grease 2. Benji. I love Benji. Free Willy. Legally Blonde. A Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I know. You ever read a newspaper?
Newspaper? Viola, the girl has stars on her nipples.
I don't have much time for that.
So basically, you have absolutely no idea what's going on in the world.
Oh.
And yet you've sold over 5 million albums, CDs.
To millions of kids who listen
to
your insipid lyrics.
You want to know me? Look in my makeup bag. You're influencing an entire generation of kids who won't know how to think straight or vote for a president. Or remember the significance of Roe versus Wade.
Oh, I don't support boxing as a sport. I think it's too violent.
Y'all better get that little girl out of there.
Viola's face turns from disbelief to fury as she launches herself at the pop singer. Inside the Inverness Clinic.
I wanted you to take one last look at the old Viola.
Oh, thank God I've changed.
Yes. Well, just remember, the breakdown was only a few months ago, so take it nice and slow out there. No stress.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to take a vacation.
I've been promising my son we'd go to Africa since he was a little boy. And I finally have the time.
That's wonderful.
Not to worry. I'm in complete control.
Ruby! Ruby, my dear old friend. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Well, good. They still have you medicated.
Ruby, I figured it out. Life, I mean.
Oh, well, this ought to be good.
It's not about how many celebrities I interview or what my ratings are. It's about relationships and family.
Oh.
Me and my son.
Oh, I just spoke to Kevin.
Did you get the tickets?
Sure did. Right here.
He's going to be so surprised.
Yeah, the three of you should have a good time.
Three?
Yeah, you, Kevin, and his new girlfriend.
New girlfriend? Oh, that's a lovely surprise.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it can't be too serious. I've only been away a few months.
Viola presses the button for the sunroof, opening and closing it in a sort of trance. Ruby gently removes her hand from the button while Viola stares straight ahead. Elsewhere, Charlie is moving in with Kevin.
That's the end of it. Where do you want me to put this?
Oh, under the bed.
You sure you don't want me to put it by the door so you can make a quick escape to the apartment you still have for some reason?
Now, come on. You agreed to me subletting my apartment.
I would have agreed to anything to get you to move in here. Oh, these are great. Are they new?
Oh, no. You can't look at those. Because they're not finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Please.
Here, I'll put them back. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We're having lunch with my mom tomorrow.
Oh.
It'll be fine, I promise.
Kevin kisses her.
You want to take a shower?
Yeah, okay.
The next day, they drive through a neighborhood of large houses with swimming pools.
All right, so tell me about your dad.
Well, he died when I was two, but that was just her first husband. At the time, she was a freelance journalist, and then she married this guy who was a network exec and got her first on-air break, but divorced him for Alec Wrigley.
Wait, the actor? I thought he was...
Oh, he was. It lasted about 2 years till she threw him out for sleeping with her second husband.
Wait, how many times has she been married?
Well, four.
Wow.
But, you know, her career was always the main thing. She just lived for it. Well, her career and me, of course. And basically now I'm all she's got.
Viola watches from a window as Kevin opens the car door for Charlie. Viola gasps at the sight of Charlie.
Oh, no.
Then she gets her opera glasses for a closer look.
Oh, playing dress up, are we?
Charlie looks at Viola's photos of her with her celebrity guests.
Shut up! Is that the Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that can't be real.
It is.
Did you know all these people?
Some of them.
Kevin! Look at you, all handsome.
Ruby. Oh, good to see you.
You too.
Now, forget about my mother. This is the woman you need to get through. Charlie, this is Ruby.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, pleasure's mine. Excuse us. I gotta talk to him about a rash. You're bringing a girl home to meet your mother now?
Yeah, Ruby, I am.
The woman's fresh off the funny farm. Hey, won't you come back to see her next spring? Oh, the trees will be blooming.
Oh,
it'll be beautiful.
She's so lovely. How is she?
She's good. The first thing she did when she got home was make me lock up all the boots.
It's Oprah! Oprah!
Yeah, Oprah. There's one in there with the cast from Good Times, too.
So how big is this place?
About 4 acres. There's a tennis court, 2 swimming pools, indoor and outdoor. It's kind of crazy.
What? No helicopter pad?
Oh, no. There's one out back. I'm kidding.
Kevin!
Oh, I've missed you so much. I promise I'll never leave you again.
Oh, my God, Mom. Look at you. You look fantastic. Oh,
it's just something I threw together.
Come here.
What?
I'll introduce you to someone. Charlie. Mom? Charlie, this is Mom. Mom, Charlie.
Oh, hi. Oh, I'd love to just be able to think of it and make it. I must have spent the last 30 years looking for the perfect little black cocktail dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Oh. Well, it doesn't matter. You can wear anything with your figure. I mean, you you look amazing.
Oh, honey, thanks. Listen, when you're my age, if it ain't broke, you fix it before it is.
Viola and Charlie chat with ease and appear completely happy and comfortable in each other's company. Kevin watches them smiling. Viola examines a question mark pendant that Charlie wears around her neck.
Why the question mark?
Oh, because I just don't know.
Oh, I love your neck.
Oh, yes, I love that. Yes, thank you. I like it. The earth's
cool. Fantastic. Where'd you get this from?
My first husband. That's Kevin's father. He gave it to me when we were in Peru.
It's very earth. It's like a dress.
Charlie and Viola continue chatting and laughing. Viola places a slightly patronizing hand on Charlie's hand. Kevin seems unnerved by this.
You've been so quiet, Kevin.
Oh, it's kind of hard to get a word in edgewise with you two.
Oh, is he great or what?
I tell you, too, that's a little scary.
Enjoy it while you can. Here you go, some more coffee.
Actually, I was a little nervous about the two of you meeting.
Really?
Why?
Well, because it's important to me. Mom, you're the most amazing woman I've ever known. And Charlie, I've never met anyone like you. You're real, you're honest. And although we've only known each other a few months, I feel like I've known you forever. I guess what I'm trying to say here is, what are you doing for the rest of your life?
What?
Kevin removes Charlie's teacup and goes down on one knee in front of her.
Oh, my God.
Charlie, will you marry me?
It's too sudden. She's in shock.
No, I mean, yes. I mean, I am, but... Seriously?
No, say no.
Yes. Yeah!
Charlie hugs Kevin. Ruby looks worried. Viola looks paralyzed with shock, then composes herself.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh,
you
wretch. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
So happy for you. So pleased that you're going to be my daughter. Oh, yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I can't believe this.
So happy for you.
Thank you.
You're going to need a moment alone. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ruby, who has been listening in, runs off as she sees Viola coming. Viola goes into her room and throws her hat violently away. She opens her pill cupboard and drinks from a mouthwash bottle.
14% alcohol.
Meanwhile, back with Kevin and Charlie.
You are so crazy!
Oh, my God. I almost forgot. I've been carrying this around for 2 weeks waiting for the perfect moment. I can't believe that this turned out to be it.
It is the perfect moment. Maybe you should go check on your mom.
Oh, no, she's fine. She's probably calling all of our relatives.
Oh, Holy Spirit, surround me with light. Please rid me of my negative karma and my wickedness. Please help me be a better person. Oh, I could just kill that dog-walking slut! Of course. She's pregnant. So, goodness. That was a lot to take in at tea time.
Oh, you're telling me.
I had no idea that you guys were so serious. Kevin, you never mentioned anything. Here's what I want to say. It's wonderful being in love. But I don't think marriage is the best solution to a thing like this. Well, you know, nowadays a girl has so many alternatives to getting married. I mean, there's adoption, abortion, lesbianism.
Oh, Mom. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's so sudden, I have to assume there's a pressing reason.
Oh, no. Charlie's not pregnant.
Call me old-fashioned. Marriage is a sacred union that should only be entered into with the utmost care.
Weren't you married 4 times?
Yes, dear. Which would make me an expert, don't you think?
Excuse me. Sorry. It's the hospital. I'll be right back.
Okay. You want me to go with you?
No, stay right there.
Both Viola and Charlie look extremely uncomfortable. Charlie clasps her hands and smiles at Viola. Viola looks smug.
You know, this is as sudden for me as it is for you.
It's too sudden, right?
You think?
Viola nods.
Really? I mean, what's the rush? It's not like the old days where you had to get married and have kids and have it all figured out by the time you're 21.
Exactly.
I mean, we have options now. And I've always liked having my options, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is so big. What am I doing? I love Kevin. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. Oh, my God, I'm getting married.
Ruby? Ruby, I need a bottle of champagne. We're going to celebrate. May I have the key to the liquor cabinet, please?
What key?
The key, Ruby.
Key? There's no key.
Ruby, give me the key.
You want to take this outside?
Bring me the key.
Viola smiles with embarrassment at Charlie as Ruby walks away, shaking her head.
And fix your hair. You're like a damn cockatoo.
She is such a fabulous assistant.
Later in the car, as Charlie and Kevin drive home.
Hey, do you think your mother liked me?
Of course, why?
I don't know, because she called me a pregnant lesbian.
I'm sure she meant that as a compliment. Trust me, she loved you.
Oh, they're gone? Okay, well, I'll just put this baby back to bed, okay?
My son, the brilliant surgeon, is gonna marry a temp.
Ah! Viola has a tantrum, beating the cushions on her sofa as Ruby leaves the room, looking at the bottle of champagne.
I need something stronger than this.
Where's that martini?
Hooch will not solve your problems.
She's going to destroy him. It is so clear. She's got no money, no career goals. She's just waiting for a rich innocent to step right in her path.
Kevin's smarter than that. Come on, you raised him well. He's a good boy.
But he's a man. That's the problem. The only time they think straight is when they have an erection, and it's usually pointed right at the crappiest woman.
You talking about her or you? Look, there's nothing you can do. Just let it go. You know what you need? A project. Or another husband. You know, why don't you marry another gay guy? That was fun.
You know, you're right. I do need a project. And I have the perfect one. I am going to save my son. Here. You go use those old contacts of yours to get all the information you can about that little temp.
And exactly what do you expect to find?
Everybody's got a past, honey. Find something. And I'm going to open up the Montecito house and get a party planner. I'm going to give them an engagement party.
And then what, lock her in the basement?
When he sees how out of place she is in his world, it's gonna be over.
This will end badly.
Give me another one.
A car drives along a winding country road through lots of lush vegetation past huge mansion houses. Kevin and Charlie travel down the drive to one of them.
Is it me, or is each house you take me to bigger than the last? Your mom said this was a barbecue.
Oh my God, it looks like she's invited everyone I've ever known.
And they're all in black tie.
Oh, there's my mom. Mom!
Darlings! How was the trip?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this was a formal party.
Well, that's because I have something for you. I bought you a new dress.
Oh, see, there's a dress upstairs.
Thank you.
Besides, you look great in anything.
Exactly. You always look so clean and shiny.
Oh, Kevin, your tuxedo's upstairs in your room. But first, I want you to meet some friends. Come.
Okay,
Prince Abir.
Change first. Ça va?
Oh, ça fait longtemps.
Ravissant, comme toujours. C'est Sarah.
You know Kevin?
Oh, Kevin.
And this is Charlie. She's a temp.
Mais OK, à plus tard, alors.
Oh, Charlie, this is the man that introduced the euro to the global market. Oh, Marie. You know my son, but this is Charlie.
Very good to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
She's a temp.
Yeah. I worked in a bank once.
Oh, look, there's the poet laureate. And, oh, Charlie, first I want you to meet the Secretary of Commerce.
Viola, please let me change first. I don't want to meet her in my flip-flops.
Of course, of course. Ruby, would you show Charlie to the guest room?
Come on, Charlie.
Thank you, thank you.
Charlie enters the most beautiful, opulent room draped with rich, expensive-looking fabrics. A dress lies on the bed. She picks it up.
It's vintage.
Oh, Fiona, you look stunning.
Thank you. So do you.
My goodness. Kevin just went up to his old room. Why don't you go say hello to him?
I'd love to.
Good girl.
Fiona gives Viola a mischievous look. Back in the guest room, Charlie spots shoes to go with the dress, but then looks dismayed at the dress. In Kevin's room, he comes out of the bathroom, not noticing Fiona sitting at the foot of the bed.
Fiona, what are you doing here? I'm dressing.
Well, why don't you let me give you a hand with that?
Give it up, Fiona.
You know, you and I had a very strong bond once.
No, you and I had very strong drinks once.
It's not true. Kiss me. I'll remind you how good it was.
What are you doing?
I'm engaged. I'm happy.
It's gonna fit. Why'd you get me such a small dress? I have two asses. Fit? Here we go. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Charlie rips the dress.
What is it about her that's so special?
I don't know, but I plan on spending the rest of my life finding out.
Charlie creeps down the corridor to Kevin's room.
God, men in love are really hot.
Fiona?
Fiona snogs Kevin as Charlie enters.
Oops. I was just giving Kevin a congratulatory kiss. Don't, worry. Why would I worry? He's gay, right?
Charlie rushes out, closely followed by Kevin.
Charlie.
Kevin enters Charlie's room where she is packing her bag.
Charlie, that was not what it looked like.
I'm going home. I destroyed Price's Couture. I embarrassed myself in front of 70% of the world's royalty. Oh, I forgot you. I just caught you making out with your ex-girlfriend.
Charlie, let me explain.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I can't do this. I don't belong here, Kevin. And if I don't belong here, then maybe we don't.
Hey, listen to me. It's you and me now. This isn't my world anymore. You're my world. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm taking you home.
Okay. Let me try and get out of this dress, and then...
Okay, see you downstairs.
Charlie finishes packing her bag and glances out of the window at Viola laughing and drinking amongst her distinguished guests. Later, Charlie's at home painting a flower on a wall. She squints at it, trying to get it right. Kevin enters the room.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great. I'm so glad he finally decided to do it.
I don't know, I just woke up today and it just felt like home. I'm gonna do all three walls.
I think it's time to take a break.
A break? Wait a minute! I can't let it dry too long!
Viola's bedroom.
Are we getting out of bed today, Camille?
What for? I could die and nobody would care.
I would. You promised me a facelift.
Sit down, Ruby. Sit with me. Hold my hand. Have you got anything on the girl yet?
Nothing. Nada. No criminal record. No debt. Good grades. Went to design school and then a string of odd jobs.
Isn't that exactly what somebody with a past does? What about drugs? What about promiscuity?
She's had fewer lovers in her entire life than you did at closing day of Woodstock.
We'll find something.
Well, I guess if I had a hair sample, maybe I can take it to my little crime lab and...
Perfect. I'll get to work on it.
Listen to me. There is nothing. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe she's a good girl?
Oh, don't joke.
I would like to speak to that woman who got back from the loony bin. Is she around? Because you were taking me for a spin in the crazy mobile.
Ruby, Ruby. Everybody knows that when a woman marries a man, she marries his mother too, right? What if I drive her crazy?
Okay, now you're foaming at the mouth.
Back at Kevin's, Charlie and he kiss on the sofa. Charlie answers the phone.
Charlie and Kevin's house.
Oh, I forgot you live there. I didn't realize that you had already moved in.
Kevin, stop it. I'm on the phone with your mother.
I'm sorry, Violet.
That slut's practically fornicating with him. I don't blame her. That boy's a fine piece of ass.
Hold on, Viola. Stop it! Right here.
Actually, Charlie, the reason I'm calling is I wondered if you'd like to have lunch next week.
Really?
How would Tuesday work for you?
Yeah, Tuesday's perfect. Listen, Viola, I'm kind of in the middle of something right now. But Tuesday's fine.
Yeah, me too. Lots to do.
Okay, bye.
Viola hangs up, looking upset and sulky.
I'll go get the vodka.
Across a neat lawn, a beautiful tea room with lots of white pillars and palms, Charlie enters looking bohemian and slightly out of place. Viola chats with two friends.
It's good to see you. There she is.
Viola waves to Charlie and holds out her arms.
Charlotte. I'm going to have the garden salad and the low-cal Chinese dressing and a decaf iced tea.
And you, miss?
I'll just have a cheeseburger with fries and a soda.
All right.
You continue to surprise me. Aren't you worried about fitting in your wedding dress?
Well, I mean, I'm making the dress to fit my body, not the other way around.
Whoa, I wish I'd been that confident when I got married. I'll tell you one thing you're going to have that I never did. A stupid. And this wedding. And it's important that we book the church right away. I always thought that Kevin looked like Jesus in the cathedral down on 2nd Street.
Mm. Actually, we were thinking of having a non-denominational service, being that I'm more spiritual than religious.
Oh. What about my place then? That way we don't even need to book a location. And Kevin was born there and grew up there. Oh, it would mean so much to him. I'll plan it all. We'll have that marvelous band that the Swansons had at their wedding and a divine cake. Oh, honey, no, no, no. Chewing, it's a disgusting habit. Still in bed. There.
Ow!
Got it.
Thanks.
What do you think about Peach?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I get another salad without the nuts?
I have allergies.
Okay.
I'm allergic to nuts and eggs and shellfish and blueberries. Oh, and soy.
It's amazing you've been able to nourish yourself all these years. Oh. Oh, yeah, the cake. I'm thinking traditional vanilla with strawberry drizzle.
Look, Viola, I really do have all of this under control.
I made this for you. It's your wedding planner book.
Viola whips out a chintzy, frilly padded book.
Is that a picture of me and Kevin?
Oh, and present time from your new mama.
Thanks.
Inside the box is a big gaudy cross in black with gold detail on it. Charlie obviously doesn't like it.
Wow. Big. You could see the thorns on the roses.
Yeah, you wear it on your wedding day, just like I did. Of course, I was a virgin when I wed.
but we'll just pretend with you. Now about the wedding, the two of you are going to arrive in a horse and carriage, and the driver's top hat will match the horse's saddles and the ribbons on the doves that will be released at the exact moment of I do. And I've been in touch with your bridesmaids.
How do you know their names?
Well, Kevin told me. And I think for the honeymoon, St. Bart's is the absolute best place for you to go because Kevin adores it.
Hey, hold on, just wait a minute, okay? No. Thank you, but no. Thank you, but no to everything. No to the horse and buggy, no to the top hats and to the doves and geese and any other farm animals you're thinking of using that day. And definitely no to you planning our honeymoon. What?
Oh, no. I can... Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh.
No,
my
what?
Pills.
What?
My pills.
Okay, well, let me help you.
Oh.
You... Viola.
Oh, no.
Hey, Viola.
Oh.
Viola.
Oh.
Viola.
Oh.
Oh, my... Viola.
Room.
Help! Please, wait.
Give her hair.
My God, is she dead?
No!
Oh,
couldn't be that easy.
Later in the hospital, Charlie waits nervously. Kevin approaches.
She's had an anxiety attack, which can feel like a heart attack. She's gonna be okay, but she definitely needs to take it easy, no stress. She said that you were yelling at her, that you refused her gift, and said she couldn't plan our wedding. Tell me that's not true.
Well, technically, yes, but hold on, I didn't yell at her, and she just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and okay, I admit it, I snapped a little bit, but, I mean, what was I supposed to do? She wouldn't take no for an answer.
Come on, look, you know what a hard time she's been having, so she's a little difficult.
Difficult? A two-year-old is difficult. She's like...
Come on, I'm all... She's all alone. I'm all she's got. We're all she's got. Come on.
Excuse me. I'm Dr. Chamberlain, the psychiatrist in residence. Are you Mrs. Field's son?
Yes.
May we speak in private?
Actually, this is my fiancée. We can talk. Is she okay?
Well, I just completed your mother's interview, and I'm concerned. It's possible that she's on the verge of a psychotic break. I should probably see her at least twice a week, minimum. Also, I prescribed her some anti-anxiety medication. If she starts to feel overwhelmed, they'll relax her. Does she live alone?
Yeah.
Well, I feel it would be best if she were cared for by relatives, people that are closest to her during this time, just until we're confident that she's out of danger.
All right. No, thank you, Doctor. God, I've got that medical conference. What am I going to do?
You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll take care of her.
Thank you. Come on.
What?
No, come with me.
No, no, the doctor said no.
Charlie, come on. Come on. I am so sorry.
No, Mom, don't be. It's okay. Charlie.
I'm sorry, too, Michael.
No, I was too pushy.
No, you weren't. Look, Viola... I would love it if you would help me with the wedding.
It's all right, sweetheart. I don't really think I'm up to it. My nerves are shot.
Mom, Charlie and I think you should live with us for a while until you feel better.
Are you sure? Oh. Oh, I can't possibly. I could.
It's okay, relax.
I couldn't possibly. Not unless I know Charlotte's forgiven me. Will you?
Yeah, I forgive you.
A huge removals lorry sits outside Kevin's as Viola's belongings are unloaded.
Yep, you just put those anywhere.
Kevin wheels Viola in a wheelchair.
Hi. You feeling better?
I'm much better. Thank
Great.
You.
Sweetheart, I'm kind of thirsty. Would you use the kitchen over there?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Hey. Ruby enters the house.
Hey, Charles.
You moving in too?
No, I don't like the neighborhood. Look, do you have any firearms in the house?
No.
You might want to get one.
A removals man wheels in another huge pile of boxes. Later, Kevin is packing to go on a business trip.
When will you be back?
As soon as I can, honey, I promise. Sure you're gonna be okay?
Yeah! I mean, hey, it's only at night, right? And, I mean, she's gonna sleep most of the time with those pills the doctor gave her, right?
Look, I know my mom can be a little challenging, so if you have any problems, just call me. I'm on the first flight back, I promise.
Okay. Well, hurry home.
And who knows, by the time I get back, maybe you two will be best friends.
Oh, am I interrupting something?
No, Mom, come in.
The caterer called. He still thinks I'm doing the wedding. He sent over a sample plate because I gave him the colors he wanted. I said, absolutely no, Peach. And from now on, everything goes through my new daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah? Okay, I'll be right down. Thanks.
Oh, here, look.
Oh, it's beautiful, Viola. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
My car's nice. Here. Gotta go. Bye, Mom.
Okay.
Bye, Mom.
No, bye, sweetie. Mwah. Oh, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have such a good time. I'll be a good roommate, I promise.
Oh. Oh.
So nice to have a girlfriend.
Charlie lies awake listening to Viola crying in the other room. She sits up and then goes through to Viola's.
They're on the sink.
Sure.
As Charlie goes to get the pills, Viola sits up and listens, completely restored, and then falls back down again when she hears Charlie coming back.
Here they are.
Thank you. Oh, I don't have any water. Could you get me some water, please?
Okay.
Oh, I can't drink out of the tap. Would you get me some Evian with ice?
Viola smiles and screws her face up for some more crying. Charlie returns with the water.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
You have a good night, okay?
Charlotte. I hate to ask you this, but it's my first night here. Could you stay with me? Please, sleep with me. Be a good girl.
Charlie lies next to Viola. Viola hits Charlie.
God! Viola! Are you okay?
Now let go of me, you! No!
Viola continues to hit Charlie and then finishes up cuddling her. Charlie is shaken.
No.
Next day on the beach. Charlie is falling asleep when she should be walking dogs. They pull on their leads and wake her up. Later that evening, she returns home exhausted. Entering the house, she smells something. She follows her nose to the kitchen, where Viola is cooking. The kitchen is a mess.
Hi, how was your day?
It was, okay.
Wonderful.
You're cooking.
I wanted to make you dinner all by myself. Sit.
Okay.
It's steak and kidney pie. Actually, the steak didn't defrost in time, so it's mostly kidney. Mm. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
I made a decision today. I called my lawyer and I asked him to redo my will. I want to include my new daughter.
Unobserved, Charlie spits out the pie into a towel.
Really, Viola, that's not necessary.
Oh, don't be silly. I want to. Of course, they have all these stupid questions that they want to ask. You know, like, are you currently an illegal alien?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Are there any hereditary illnesses in your family? You know, the kind that could be passed on to grandchildren?
No.
No? How many men have you been sexually active with?
What? Why would they want to know that?
That many, huh? Would you be willing to sign a prenuptial agreement?
Excuse me?
I know. They're such nosy bastards. It's none of their business. Let's just deal with this later.
No, why don't we deal with it right now?
In her dreams, Charlie hits Viola with a frying pan. Back to reality.
I'll tell you what. I'll clean up the kitchen and you continue enjoying your dinner.
No. No, no. You did all the cooking. I'll clean up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I am kind of tired. Thanks. Well, I'll just go up to bed then. I had kind of a difficult night last night.
You got it.
Charlie flicks channels on the TV. Finally deciding on a thriller, she settles down to watch.
Somebody there?
Dana.
Who the hell is that?
The outline of Viola appears in the background behind Charlie. She approaches the sofa dressed in a floor-length cloak, hat, and long talons.
Oh, oh my God. I thought you were sleeping.
Well, I couldn't sleep. What do you think of my outfit? This is a ceremonial robe given to me by Chairman Mao. These go with a robe. This was a birthday gift from the Dalai Lama. He never forgot my birthday. Of course, now he doesn't care anymore. Mind if I sit with you?
No.
Just for a little while.
Okay.
Why is she running?
Look, someone's chasing her.
Why is he chasing her?
I'm not sure.
Well, who is he?
Well, I don't know. We have to watch. You have to stop talking.
Mm. Don't you hate what she's wearing? I mean, running out there with bare feet and what is that, a pajama top? It's so unrealistic. I once did a whole segment on nighttime television. You would not believe how much the demographics influence the networks. I mean, it's just ridiculous. All they care about is the bottom line.
Oh, it's so nice just to sit with family and do nothing. Don't even need to talk. It's wonderful. I miss so much being a working mom. I used to bring Kevin, though, to the set. That's where he met Gorda Dahl. Is there anybody famous in this movie? Because I don't know any of them. And they all look the same. All the girls have the same body. All the boys have the same.
There's so many beautiful people who live in Los Angeles.
All the beautiful genes.
And it's ridiculous. All the care.
All the people with good looks.
I'm migrating to California. It's watching.
It's beyond the
The next morning, the sun shines through the window and all is calm and serene. Charlie is asleep on the sofa.
I'm sorry, I thought it was air freshener.
Later that day, Charlie's asleep at a reception desk.
Dr. Patel's office. Ms. Reynolds? Hi. Yeah. Nope. Okay. Bye.
Charlie flops her head down on the desk.
Oh. I'm sorry. You know what? That's probably my fault. I mean, I never thought she'd... You know, I mean, she's a little eccentric, you know? I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about your mom tonight. I want to talk about us. I miss you.
I miss you too.
Especially now, when I'm in the tub. Naked and wet and naked.
Really? Do you know what I'd do to you if I was there?
What?
Well, for starters...
Charlie! I'm not looking.
Hello?
I'm not looking.
Hello?
Just wanted to return your shampoo. Just... You know, you really should use the shampoo that doesn't dry your hair so much. We don't want a bride with straw under her veil. Oh, is that Kevin?
Yeah, it is. Oh, honey, your mom wants to talk to you.
Sweetie, hi.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, honey, I can't thank you both enough.
Of course.
I'm having the most wonderful time.
How's Charlie?
Oh, she's been a doll. We've been girlfriends all week.
Great.
I'm gonna be sad to go home. You do? Well, you never know what the future's gonna bring, right?
I mean, I do love this neighborhood. In fact, you know, two doors down, there's this house for sale. It's got two big bay windows and a great rose garden. You know how I love rose gardens. And, you know, basically it's got my name all over it. I'm having my real estate guy look into it.
She's buying a house here?
Two doors away.
Lovely property, beautiful bay windows. It's bullshit. She doesn't even like this neighborhood. God, I'm so exhausted. She's driving me insane. God, I can't do this.
Yes, you can. Stop being such a big baby. Kevin is the best thing that ever happened to you. Charlie, do not give up on this one.
Seems Mommy Dearest has been keeping a very close eye on you, sweetie.
What are you talking about? What are you doing in her clothes?
I was just upstairs in her room, minding my own business, and I found all of this in her closet. She's been investigating you.
Whoa, why does she have your high school transcripts?
There's a picture of me at the beach? Oh
my yes, God, it is. There's another picture of you in here, and it's... Look at that. It's like a close-up, but you have to be close to take that, right?
Oh, my God. Look at all of this. Gucci. It's just... Gucci.
Gucci is skin caviar. This stuff sells for $400 a jar.
I've heard of that. I'm gonna try.
Ooh.
Hello. What are these? Those are just her anti-anxiety pills.
Ooh, these are good.
Really?
I knock out a horse. I have these...
You do?
What? Well, I don't know what these are, but they're definitely not what I take. These... They smell like oranges.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Later, Charlie's on the phone.
Hi, Andy. It's Charlie. Yeah, no, I'm not working for Dr. Patel's office this week, but I had a question. Yeah, about some pills. Can I stop by?
Charlie, I'm having a bit of a bad day, so Ruby's gonna take me to see Dr. Chamberlain.
Okay. You take care.
Charlie watches through the blinds as Viola and Ruby get into the car.
Let's see what you're up to.
Thank you so much.
And thank
wear
you.
That, sister.
Oh,
okay, now,
car
keys. One
right down.
Come on.
What?
Nike Town.
Charlie watches incognito as Viola and Ruby leave Gucci with shopping bags. Later, Charlie watches from her car as they have lunch outside. Dr. Chamberlain is their waiter.
Hello? Hey, Andy. Yeah, what are they? Chewable vitamin C's, huh? Okay, thanks.
Back at the house, Charlie goes through the pill drawer, picking out a bottle. Later, she is on the phone.
I know, I can't believe the wedding's only a week away. No, we do the final walkthrough on Monday. Oh, wait a minute, I think I hear a car.
Viola walks up the garden path as Ruby drives away. Viola breezes into the house. There is a Doberman standing behind the door. Charlie splats sauce from a spoon she's carrying onto Viola as she gestures to the dog to be quiet.
Is that expensive?
It was.
Viola leaves to go to her room.
Sorry.
She opens the door to find dogs everywhere. They have wrecked the room. Feathers float all around from chewed up furnishings. A pug wrestles with a stocking. A Labrador licks at a pot of expensive cream. Charlie giggles and feeds the Doberman some sauce from the spoon.
Good boy. Come on.
Later that evening, Viola goes to drink a martini.
Hello, old friend.
Viola! You can't mix alcohol with your pills.
I'm a little upset, as you can imagine.
Well, I know that, and I'm sorry, but your doctor said if you're feeling upset, that you should take your pills, not alcohol. So you relax. I'll get them.
Shit.
Charlie fills a glass with water. She pretends to shake a pill into her hand from the pot, but instead takes some different pills concealed in her dress. Viola flicks and rolls her eyes. Charlie brings her the pills and water.
Here we go. This will make you feel better. Drink up. Now, I hope you like what I made. It's one of my mother's specialties.
What's that?
Tripe. It's a delicacy. Try it.
Viola's vision suddenly doubles for a second, and she looks dizzy.
It's like nothing you've ever tasted. Trust me.
Viola's eyes roll back, and she nearly falls off the stool.
So Kevin called. He's coming home tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I miss him so much. I was thinking maybe the three of us could go to lunch tomorrow. What do you think? Yeah, I think it's a great idea, too. I'll make reservations. It'll be so much fun. Don't you just love being girlfriends?
Viola has fallen face first into her dinner. Charlie prods her, an evil smile on her face.
Night, night, sleep tight.
She switches out the kitchen light and leaves the room. Later, Charlie is tucked up in bed asleep, a smile on her face. The next morning, Ruby finds Viola still asleep in her dinner.
And good morning to you, too.
Ruby, is that you?
In here.
Oh, my God. Is she all right? I thought she went to bed.
I don't know. I haven't seen her like this since the view won an Emmy.
I wish I could stay and help, but I have to go pick up Kevin at the airport.
Charlie looks innocent as Ruby gives her a knowing smile.
What?
I underestimated you. You don't need a gun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Last call!
Viola wakes, face covered in tripe. Later at the restaurant.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
There's a reservation under Fields, Kevin.
Yes, right this way.
I'm so glad my mom and you had a great week.
We didn't. I learned a lot about her.
So who's the mystery guest?
Oh, surprise!
I thought your office said we were having lunch alone.
Well, I hope you guys forgive me. I just, I wanted to talk to you and Kevin together.
So how are you, Mom?
Fine. Although I did have a rather difficult night.
Ooh, it was probably that martini you had.
Mom, you're not supposed to drink alcohol with those pills you're taking.
You know, the truth is, I owe you an apology. You know, I was so insensitive to your feelings about wanting to help with the wedding.
Oh, it's ancient history. A young bride doesn't want to hear the opinions of an old widow.
No, that is not true. I mean, you're going to be my mom soon. And a grandma shortly after, hopefully. And I want you to know that I will do anything it takes to make this relationship work. That said... Will you be my maid? I mean, my matron of honor?
Charlie, that's amazing. Mom,
but,
what do you say?
Morgan is going to be your maid of honor.
Oh, no, she has graciously relinquished her title to you. And I had this specially made up a dress in your favorite color, peach. Come on, open it.
Well, that's...
A frilly, frumpy dress.
I don't think I can.
Mom, I think it's a great idea.
Well, I just don't think I'm up to it. I really don't. I've got to talk to my doctor.
Oh, I called him. Yeah. And he said he thought it was a great idea.
You called my psychiatrist?
Mm-hmm. In fact, we had lunch at the Ivy. Well, anyway, he said considering, you know, this turning point in your life, you know, losing so much so suddenly, that being involved in the future would be the best therapy in the world for you right now. Careful, you know those are strong.
are your future. Oh. We want you to be part of it, so... I can have a list of duties for you tomorrow.
Mom. Mom, don't cry.
Charlie. I think I'm going to be the show. Oh, God. Thank you, baby. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. Mom.
Kevin, you know what? Why don't you give your mom and I a moment alone?
Yes, of course.
Kevin leaves the table.
Just so you know, the crying bits are getting old.
Just so you know, Kevin likes his girls thin.
Oh, well, I could always get liposuction. I've been meaning to ask, is it painful?
That maid of honor bit. Priceless.
Well, you know what they say, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Oh.
Now you listen to me. This is my game now. You are going to tell Kevin that you are not moving into our neighborhood and that you've decided that you're feeling like it's time that you go on with your own life. You're moving out of our house immediately. This is over.
This isn't over, not even close, girlie.
Well, bring it on, Grandma.
Violet to Ruby.
Little bitch. Let's go someplace near the ocean and drink lunch. What?
You know exactly what.
Move. What's wrong with you?
I am sick of your shit. And when I'm not sick, I'm tired. I am sick and tired.
What are you saying?
Damn you and your luggage.
Ruby, you're not gonna leave me too, are you?
Oh, I'm not leaving you, you old slut.
Ruby!
Viola gets into the car with Ruby.
Ruby, please.
Hey, you almost forgot your dress. You have nothing to wear to the wedding.
Oh.
See you, Ruby.
Maybe we can get you a matching bonnet.
See you at the rehearsal dinner.
The peach chiffon dress shoots out of the window and floats to the ground. Charlie stands, her mouth agape. A warm glow comes from Charlie and Kevin's home as guests move around inside, chatting, laughing and drinking.
So how's the bride-to-be holding up?
Ooh, under the circumstances, I'd say mediocre, but she's tough.
Not as tough as the old bird.
What does that mean?
For your own safety, make sure you know where the emergency exits are at all times.
Hey, is you and my mom okay?
Great. Yeah, I just have a little of the pre-wedding nerves, but everything is under control.
Viola drains a martini and takes center stage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the rehearsal dinner.
My God, she looks amazing.
Father Tyson. Hello, Blair. Hello. Kit, how are you?
Hello.
Oh. You are Morgan.
Yes.
I have heard so much about your delicious catering service.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of friends. You're going to be a busy girl. And you're Remy.
Yeah.
Oh, I recognize you from all the wonderful things Charlie's told me about you.
Well, Miss Fields, I have to say...
Oh, call me Viola, please. I insist.
Viola. All right, I'm going to go get a drink. I am such a huge fan.
Oh, you... Well, mi casa su casa. Make yourself at home.
Thank you. Bye, Viola.
Goodbye.
I like her a lot. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You guys have a nice little chit-chat? Oh, my God, she came over and started talking to us. Would you want us to do ignore her? Yes.
So then getting her autograph would be completely out of the question? Was that a yes?
No.
Because, okay.
So there I was sitting next to the Sultan of Brunei with Maureen Dowd, Carrie Fisher, and Snoop Dogg. You know the story, Kevin. And I said to Snoop, I think that your lyrics are sometimes a little sexist and unfair to women. And the Sultan of Brunei said, really? I have 114 wives, and they're all huge fans of the dog.
Honey, would you see who's at the door?
Sure. These are delicious, Viola.
Oh, kid, I'm glad you like it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Who's here?
here. It's Dr. Chamberlain.
Oh, my God. It's Dr. Chamberlain. Hi, everybody. Hi. It's Dr. Chamberlain.
Hi, good evening. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh, shit.
It's Dr. Chamberlain. Viola's doctor. Oh, we're going to need another place setting.
Oh, please, let me get that.
And there's a chair in the living room, sweetie.
Sure.
Scooch down, you guys. Come on, make room. Abby, you guys move down. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
The doctor handles the crockery like the expert waiter he is.
Is your chair, doctor?
Yeah, have mine too.
Hello.
I'll get it.
So you just got here.
Expecting anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. Fiona.
I'm so glad to see you.
I just couldn't resist bringing the happy couple a little gift.
That's great. I will get you a place set.
Wow. Yeah. She's bringing a gift?
I think she is the gift.
Oh,
what the hell is she doing here?
Hey, how about some more wine, everyone?
Yeah.
How much longer do we have to stay? I have midterms tomorrow.
Shh. Oh, my God.
No, baby, no. Okay, it's not the time. So, Dr. Chamberlain, tell us about med school. Where did you do your residency?
That's a boring story. I don't think your guests want to hear that.
No, we really want to know.
I think we need some more gravy.
Viola rushes out to the kitchen with Ruby in hot pursuit.
What are you doing?
I'm behaving.
Viola, no! No, Charlie! No,
Charlie's allergic to nuts!
Give it to me! Oh.
Viola puts crushed nuts into the gravy.
Viola, you're crazy. The gravy down while I'm telling Kevin. Yeah. What's the big deal? So her face swells up. A little. Her face will blow up like a Macy's Day balloon. Well, good. It'll match the other body parts. Viola, think about what you're doing. Come on, the girl's getting married tomorrow.
Ruby, when did you lose your edge?
Right after you lost your mind. Come on.
All right. Okay, no nuts.
I think you dislocated my vagina. Where's the what?
Gravy? More gravy? Gravy?
Hey, I'm not doing time for you. Where's the back door?
Stay cool, Ruby. Stay cool. This is no time to lose your nerve.
Oh, if we get arrested, I'ma sing like a canary.
Maybe she won't take any gravy.
There's a lot of gravy.
This gravy's delicious.
You gotta go stop her. Come on, stop.
You go.
What do you mean? You're the culprit. You go.
You're my assistant.
What am I supposed to do? Go ahead and stick my finger down her throat? Yeah.
Baby, you okay?
Kevin, my tongue feels weird. I think something's wrong. Charlie, are you okay?
What are we gonna do now? I'm not damn nuts.
Are you all right?
Get her some water.
Flat or sparkling?
Caterer says she doesn't know how this could have happened.
Well, I feel like I ate a loaf of nuts. I mean, even my tongue is swollen. You're marrying a big, fat, puffy tomato mouth.
It's not that bad, really. Besides, the swelling's already going down.
Yeah?
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Just coming to check up on the bride-to-be. For the love of God.
Out.
You see? I told you it looks terrible. Told you.
Baby, I promise you, in 24 hours, the swelling will be completely gone.
Give me that!
It's morning and the sun is shining. Charlie stirs and rolls over. On the pillow, there is a lily and a note which reads, "I can't wait to marry you." Suddenly, Charlie remembers her lips and rushes to the mirror. The swelling has completely gone down. Her friend Remy comes in.
Oh, thank God. The bride of Frankenstein is gone.
No.
I was up half the night worrying. Oh, great.
Just don't know how those nuts got in there, but...
Yeah. Wait. Hey, do you think she would... No!
No.
Come on.
I mean, she's crazy, but she's not, like, psycho killer crazy.
They look at one another questioningly.
No. Oh, hey, I was wondering, could I bring a date to your wedding?
Of course. Oh my God, how exciting.
Great, thanks. So then I'll see you later.
Wait! Who is he? Tell me.
Oh, it's, okay. Don't be mad. It's Dr. Chamberlain. Actually, Paul.
Is that his real name?
That's very funny. I gotta go get a mani-pedi and get my eyebrows waxed, but I'll see you in a couple hours, okay?
Oh, let me go down with you.
Okay.
Oh, God. She added even more ruffles.
Where's your prom day, señorita? Wait a minute. This is too damn good. Where's my camera? This is just too good.
Will you just get me out of this right now? Come here.
The garden is adorned in flowers. Huge, tall, tumbling arrangements of flowers embellish the balustrades. The beds are overflowing with blooms and all the guests are in ball gowns and tuxedos. Inside, Kevin greets his guests and Morgan leads the flower girls upstairs.
Hey guys, let's go see how Charlie's doing. Yes, please. Huh? Oh my God, those are so much better than mine.
A grand elderly lady struggles to get out of a car while a man tries to help.
Don't
touch me. I got out of that car the same way I got in it, without you. Now, where is she?
Some girls throw petals and run laughing through the crowds. A man approaches a pretty young girl.
You here with the bride or the groom?
I'm here with my mother.
Oh.
The mother leads her daughter away, grumbling.
She looked a lot older.
Remy enters Charlie's room.
Well, look what we have here. Oh, my God.
You look beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, did you talk to the priest?
I talked to him. He's just going to skip right over that whole if anyone should object part. So.
Okay.
You're a vision in white, sweetie. Really.
Knock, knock. Look at you.
And so is your mother-in-law. All right, everybody, out. Out. Give the bride a moment.
Charlie approaches Viola, a look of disbelief and hurt on her face.
What is that?
What?
Where's your bridesmaid's dress?
Oh, I gave it to Ruby's daughter. She works at Hooters. She was thrilled.
I don't have a daughter.
Oh. Take off that white dress right now, or I'll take it off for you.
Don't you tell me what to do!
You did not just poke me!
Don't you touch me, you two-bit tramp!
Oh! Oh my God! Viola, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to.
You don't go and slap somebody and then apologize. Get some backbone.
Why don't you just face it? I am marrying Kevin today and there is nothing you can do about it.
You face it. You'll never be good enough for him.
It didn't stop you from marrying my son.
Oh, God, no.
Look at you. All in white. You are so predictable.
Oh, Gertrude. I didn't know you were coming.
You didn't? Wonder why. Oh, I know. You didn't send me an invitation.
I thought you were dead. But evil doesn't die so easily.
I heard you got sacked and thrown into a loony bin. Oh. My congratulations. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. These hors d'oeuvres taste like old socks. Oh. Now, I want to get an up-close look at the bride. Holy Toledo. You are a stunner. My grandson is a lucky fella. Look what he did. He went out and found himself an exotic Latina. Would that my son had been that lucky.
Here we go again.
What? You were a television weather woman in Dubuque, Montana. You drove around in a broken-down minivan, and you drank red wine from a box. Ah!
Classy.
You killed him, you know.
What?
You killed him. All the doctors agreed. My son died of terminal disappointment.
If anybody killed him, you did. You smothered him to death. Nobody was ever good enough for him.
God, you look old.
Fine. This woman is gonna drive me insane.
No, I'd rather not take all the credit. You get over here.
Okay, I love you.
You're kidding.
Gertrude, Viola's mother-in-law, leaves the room with Remy. Viola looks sheepishly at Charlie. Charlie slumps down.
This is never gonna end, is it? I mean, that's gonna be me and you in 30 years. We'll be doing the exact same thing. You know what? I wanted to marry Kevin because we make each other happy. But you're never gonna let that happen. Are you? Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. You win, Viola.
What do you mean?
The wedding's off.
Charlie leaves the room. Ruby has been listening.
I cannot believe she compared me to Gertrude.
I know. That's just wrong.
Thank you.
You are far worse. Yeah, I don't recall Gertrude ever trying to poison you. And I'm pretty sure she wore black to your wedding.
Black? Yeah, she said she was in mourning. Mm-hmm. I just want my son to be happy.
Whatever made you think he wasn't?
Viola looks at Ruby with a revelatory expression. Charlie enters the room where Kevin paces.
Hey, what are you doing here? Do you know it's bad luck to see the... Charlie, what's wrong? What is it? Are you nervous?
Kevin, I need...
Charlie, I need to talk to you.
Viola, stop it.
It's the Flower Girls. They're drunk again.
What?
Yeah, in the toilet.
Not now, Viola, okay?
It's really important.
Well, just give us a minute. She'll be right there.
Please.
Charlie, what is it?
I'll be right back.
Charlie comes into the room where Viola waits.
What do you want, Viola?
I don't want you to walk out on this wedding.
You don't?
No, I don't.
What, am I supposed to believe that you've had some epiphany? That all of a sudden everything's going to be different?
It's never been about you, Charlie.
It's me. I've been so afraid of losing him.
He's the only family I've got.
This is my chance for a family, too. And I'm scared.
Oh, don't blow your chance for happiness. You've never needed my approval. He's loved you from the very beginning. And I promise I will get out of the way and let the two of you be happy.
That's not what I want. I mean, there just has to be some boundaries, Viola.
I can do boundaries. I don't love boundaries, but I can do them.
All right. How about the number of times you call Kevin every day? Can we limit that to, like, one?
Oh, I need at least four minimum.
He's 35 years old.
Three?
Two.
Deal.
Two long-ass calls.
When Kevin and I have kids, he and I will decide how they're raised.
All right. But, you know, I have raised one wonderful boy, and my advice could
we'll
be very...
We'll be solicited when needed.
All right. As long as one kid is named after me.
Middle name.
Deal. What else?
Holidays and special occasions.
Are you going to keep me away?
You must be present for every Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday, school play, clarinet recital, and soccer game in our kids' lives. I want you to love them and spoil them and teach them things that Kevin and I can't. Like how to throw a right hook, for example. I want you there, Viola. I do, up front and center. From this point, I will not negotiate.
Damn, that girl can give a nice little speech.
Deal?
Oh, can they call me Aunt Viola instead of Grandma?
Fine. Fine.
They shake hands on it and hug.
Come on, unzip me.
Viola, you don't have to wear that dress, really.
Yes, I do, really.
Viola hands Charlie her bouquet. Charlie and Kevin walk through a shower of pink and white petals. Gertrude gives a wink as they pass. Viola struggles through the crowd to get a glimpse of the couple. Then she watches as Kevin strokes Charlie's face. Kevin and Charlie kiss. Viola begins to walk away.
Mom!
Do you really think I'd leave without saying goodbye?
They hug.
I love you, Mom. Thanks for everything.
Go.
They smile at one another.
Okay, everybody gather us back to the car.
The bouquet flies through the air towards all the waiting girlfriends, their arms outstretched. Their faces fall as they turn to see Viola with the bouquet in her hands. Charlie smiles and laughs. Viola laughs too. Gertrude flicks and rolls her eyes.
Oh, Hawaii, I cannot wait!
I know.
Oh, great time in Hawaii!
Come on, have fun in Hawaii!
The happy couple smile and wave as they drive away in their vintage car.
Just you and me now, Ruby. Jesus, who that killing will pay his life? And take off that damn dress. You like a giant peach cobbler. You're making me hungry. Come on, weather girl. I'll buy you a box of wine.
The end.
Someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. Long before I knew, oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.